Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, there's still a good deal of chill in the air, and it's still a good time of the year to have some nice big old reds that you can bring to the table. You had a chance to taste a bunch from California and one from Chile.
Yep.
And I'm curious to hear what you found.
Well, what I was looking for is good value, fairly big reds that represent a number of different varietals that you can pull the cork on, not feel guilty, and have it with meatloaf or whatever.
Yeah.
So comfort wines, comfort reds to go with comfort foods. So right off the top, interesting one from Chile called Alcance. 2014 Carmenere. Not that common to see Carmenere as a standalone production. This one sells for about $20. It's just a nice red wine. Nice fruit, sort of silky and sleek. It has good acidity, fine tannins, a little bit of heat in the finish. But if you're just looking for a well-formed red wine that's not kind of firing on all cylinders and yet not trying to make you think a deep thought, this is a good example.
How are the tannins on this?
The tannins on it are actually fairly fine-grained. They're not clunky at all.
That's what I would expect.
Which I thoroughly liked about it. Okay, for those of you who are Merlot fans, here's a pretty good Merlot called Silver Palm 2013. Comes from the North Coast. It's predominantly Merlot with a little bit of Petit Verdot and a dash of Cab. Sells for a rollicking $15. So this is a comfort wine. Deep garnet, bright berry flavors with some earthy notes. So there's a little bit of complexity going on here. Again, sort of on the medium to full-bodied range, soft and round as you would expect from a Merlot. Definitely a perfect wine for going with a comfort food meal. Those of us who are becoming more and more Pinot Noir heads, and I certainly am, here's a steal for you. This is a wine called Nielsen. I believe it's a second label for Byron. It's a 2014 Pinot Noir from Santa Barbara County. It's going to sell for between $15 and $18 a bottle, which is a steal. And this is going to give you all of those classic Pinot Noir flavors with the soft cherry and some earthy notes, a little dash of tobacco thrown in. And at $15 to $18 a bottle for, you know, decent California Pinot Noir, I think that's pretty good value.
The flavors really do hold together.
There's nothing cheap about it. This is a really nicely put together wine for a very good price. Now, how can you speak about comfort wines without talking about Zinfandel?
It can't be done.
It can't be done. And Zinfandel has kind of gone through all kinds of identity crises. But if you want to go back and see what good old-fashioned, hearty, kick-butt California Zinfandel was all about, you have to go to Ed Mead's. They're based in Mendocino County, so they're fairly far north. This is their Mendocino packaging, the 2013 varietal. Sells for between $15 and $16 a bottle. And this is classic Zin. Cherry, blackberry with subtle cocoa and a little spice, but there's a rusticity here that you just don't see in very many Zinfandels anymore. And I think it's entirely wonderfully appealing, and I recommend it highly. So that's definitely something to be looked at. And then last but not least, there's a producer called Adelon that makes a number of different Cabernets. I had the Pauline's Cuvée, sells for about $24. Great blend. Again, fruit-forward and enjoyable. A comfort red for a comfort day.
Oh, boy, some nice choices there. I'm glad you included some Zin. I can't live without it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.